second installment of our series, Every Nation in Action. Can you say that with me? Every Nation in Action. That we are a Christ-centered church. That not just a Christ-centered church, we are a spirit-empowered and socially responsible church. Tayo po yun. Tinin yung katabi nyo, kabigin nyo naman. Ayan, sabihin nyo, tayo yan, tayo yan. Ayan. At this time, we will talk about compassion. So, in reverence to God's word, tayo po tayo. Acts 4:32-35, basahin po natin. Ito po ang sabi rito. Now, the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of these things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. Moving on, 33, and with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of the lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold, and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as many had need. Join me in prayer right now. Father, reveal yourself, unfold your plans toward us, God. We would like to hear your heartbeat. We would like to experience you through your word, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Ayun, makaupo na po ang lahat. I will talk about compassion. Prior to that, I cannot help but remember this story. Meron pong isang lalaki sumakay ng eroplano. And then sobrang excited niya. Pangalan ko naman itong aeroplano, tapos sumalangit na airlines. So, sumakay siya ng aeroplano, and then may katabi siya. And then, through the course of yung biyahe nila, yung bigla nag-announce yung piloto. Sabi ng piloto, suotin po natin ang sinturong pangkalawakan. Pangkalawakan ba yun? Pangkaligtasan ba yun? Pangkalawakan yun? Pangkaligtasan? We are having a problem right now. We're about to crash. Ayun, talaga, narattle na lahat, nagkagulo na lahat. Nagulat siya yung katabi niya, relax na relax. So, nag-announce na naman yung piloto. And then napansin niya, relax na relax yung katabi niya. This time, he cannot take it anymore. Yun na yung tinanong niya, Brad, excuse me, bakit ba relax na relax ka? Hindi ba alam, nasa bingita tayo ng kamatayan at pwede tayong mamatay sa oras to. Sabi ng laki, okay lang Brad, di naman akin tong aeroplano na to eh. Joke po yan, joke yan, joke. We're living in a time that people are apathetic. They don't care. Nagkaroon na silang kalus sa puso. Sometimes nagkaroon na ng compassion fatigue. Alam niyo yung compassion fatigue? Ayaw nang tumulong. Talking about compassion. Let me define compassion. Compassion motivates people to go out of their way. They do an extra mile to help physical, spiritual, or emotional hurts or pains of another. Compassion compels us for action. It compels us to move, to act something. Hindi po ito. It's more than sympathy. It's more than empathy. It's a strong emotion po. And you cannot help yourself, but you do something in some degree. But we cannot separate compassion and social responsibility. Ito po yung meaning ng social responsibility. It is an ethical framework which suggests that an entity, be it an organization or individual, has an obligation to act for the benefit of society at large. We are a social being. We are not just a spiritual being. We are a social being. I need you. You might not need me. But we need each other. Pagbata po, dependent sila sa magulang. Tama po ba yan? Pag medyo lumalaki ka na, independent ka na. At mapapansin nyo, pag nagkaedad na, interdependent na. There's something in you na meron na wala ako, I need you. And there's something na meron ako along the road, you might not need it. Interdependent. We need each other. Ang culture po ng Pilipino, mas malapit sa Hebrew, sa mga Bible character natin. We, the word we, it's not, di ba sarap-sarap ng magkakasama? Pansin niyo po ba yan? Siksika na sa jeep. Ah, saya. Sa LRT. Ah, talaga. Ah, saya. Sa mall. Ah, ay talaga. Gumaganong ka na lang. Ang saya, no? We are a social being. But on the other hand, we're not just a social being. We ought to be responsible. Responsible tayo sa paligid. I cannot reach out sa community, sa marketplace where we're working. But you cannot reach out to the people that I'm meeting with. But the Lord is calling us to be responsible people dun sa sphere of influence na ginagalawan natin. The first thing that God given Adam is a responsibility to take dominion, to rule. Kaya din tayo, we are a social being. We ought to be social responsible. Hindi po pwedeng hiwalay yung compassion and social responsibility. At ang pinaka-root po niyan is sa Bible. Practice po ng mga Christian nun. Kaya nung binasa po natin sa Acts nun, kakaiba po ang God ng mga Kristiyano nung time na yon. For you to look ahead, for you to look forward, you have to look back. And for you to be aware, sa paligid natin, we have to look back. The blueprint. The first thing that it was mentioned, yung social responsibility. The Greek and the Roman mindset in those days is they serve God. Nang dumating po yung mga Kristiyano, nagulat sila, God is pursuing them. God is serving them. And when Jesus came, He came here to serve, not to be served. Blown away po sila nun. Kasi sila, kaya angat yung God ng mga Kristiyano ng panahon na yon. Kasi the God is concerned sa may hirap, sa may nangangailangan. Those people who are experiencing, they never experienced true justice here on earth. And then here comes the Christian, the worshiping God who pursued them. Kaya po kakaiba po yun. Doon po nagsimula yung mga social responsibility. For some reason, iba-iba po tayo ng reason. Let me affirm, some of you are part of any community transformation, community development project, let me affirm. But some of you are thinking, ano ba yung role ko? Meron bang role on church? Meron po tayong role. Again, the question is, what role does the church play in being socially responsible? We are called to be a salt and what? And a light sa mundong ito. Pag napansin niyo po yung salt and light, it doesn't create much noise. Diba? Ayun maniwala. It doesn't create much noise, but it preserves life. It spice up. Ganun din tayo. Sometimes, maaari ang personal mo, hindi naman ikaw yung maingay. So, going back, what role does the church play in being a socially responsible? We are the salt and the light. Doesn't create much noise, but merong impact. Yun po tayo. That's how you should see yourself. Katulad po ni Pastor Purdy Cabiling, who oversee yung Metro Manila churches natin. I had an opportunity to run with him sa libingan ng mga bayani noon. Talaga na naiiwanan na ako, naglakad na ako, gagaling nila. Pero po si Pastor Purdy, last Tuesday, he turned 50 years old po siya. At ito po yung statement niya. I run for those who can't. It is the battle cry of Pastor Purdy, an ultra-marathon runner. He will be running 50 kilometers a day for 50 days. In other words po, 2,500 kilometers for 50 days. Nagsimula na po yun kahapon. Ayun, 3 o'clock in the morning. Why? For the reason na he tried to raise 2.5 million pesos for the scholarship fund of the 250 students from our Real Life Foundation. Mamaya po, we're gonna show you, unpack this, what Real Life ministry all about. So Pastor Purdy is a classic example of tap and tender, compassionate, and then socially responsible. Ako po, from Village East, nag-drive na ako dito, napagod na ako. Can you imagine yung 50 kilometers a day? I don't know, I'm talking to one person from nasa Kainta kami. Alam mo ba, from Kainta to Halahala, I hope I'm not mistaken, mga 35 kilometers. I may be wrong, pero It's only by the grace of God. And then tayo naman, meron naman tayong opportunity. Meron po tayong Race for Life somewhere in November. Ayan, November 30. Change a life, change the nation. So ano po yan? It's a fun run. All of us, kung gusto nyo po, primary beneficiaries po nito, underprivileged youth. For them to be educated, para po sila makapasok. Alam nyo po ba, Filipino context, I'm not gonna overwhelm you with these statistics. 75% ng population po natin is mahirap. And then 50% is youth. Kaya meron po tayong Real Life Foundation. They like to elevate yung mga medyo may pangangailangan po, underprivileged youth. Ngayon, let's dive in right now to our topic. What does it look like for the church to be a socially responsible? Ano ba yung picture? Ano ba yung blueprint? Alam niyo po, itong building na to, this was created twice. It started in the blueprint and then ginawa ito in reality. Look at me right now. You are created twice. You are started in the heart and mind of God, and here you are. at this time, at this season, with that temperament, with that giftings, with that potential. Nakuha niyo po yan? Do you follow? So, what does it look like for the church to be socially responsible? As I've shared, we are created twice. There's a thing as blueprint. That's why you have to look back yung original, yung the right model sa Bible. Acts, we've read that one. And then Acts 4:32. The believers, say that with me, the believers. Ngayon kasi medyo wala nang meaning, medyo mababa. Believers ka ba? Ayan, believers. Were one heart and soul, and no one said that any of these things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. Parang Pilipino, no? What yours is mine, what mine is yours. Talagang malapit tayo sa culture ng mga biblical people natin. Early church. So the believers, ano po ba yung values nila? They holding on a value to define is an internal attitude whereby you're right and wrong, doon ka nagde-decide. I was talking to this guy. Sabi niya, Pastor, ang problema ko po, wala na akong time sa asawa ko. So tininan ko siya. Sabi ko, alam mo, hindi mo naman problema yung time. Ang problema mo, value. If you value your relationship with your spouse, you will create a time. So it's sometimes we got lots of excuses. But this, the early church, meron silang shared values. They valued kingdom principle. They valued their relationship with Jesus. They valued those needy people. It was the needy people mentioned 50 times in the Bible, 300 times talking about the poor and those people experience social injustice. So, they valued their relationship with God. Overflow na lang po yung reaching out to the poor. Reaching out. Because compassion compelled us to action. Do you follow? So, Christianity is not just a series of do's and don'ts. That's why here in Big Three, what we value is to honor God and make disciples. It's not a series of do's and don'ts. Anything that na ginagawa mo, naluluwalhati ang Panginoon, gawin niyo po. Kung meron kong ginagawa sa kadiliman, naluluwalhati Panginoon, keep doing that. But if not, stop it. The way you relate, if you think that what you're doing is honoring God, sa mga estudyante, if you think what you're doing is honoring God, keep on doing. If not, stop it. In early church, they shared the same values. Mahirap po yun. One mind, one heart. Kami nga, as I've shared, 18 years na kami magkasama. Ang hirap pa rin. Ang hirap yung one mind, one heart. The fact na babae siya, lalaki ako, malaki ng issue yun. Di ba? Pero it's possible. It happens. It happens in the Bible, early church. One mind, one heart. Again, let's watch this video for us to be aware. Talking about real life foundation natin or ministry natin. You know what? As a Christian, we are called to demonstrate the love of God by serving the poor. And we believe that education is the most effective way to empower individuals to lift themselves out of poverty. Now, moving on, not just shared values, the big picture of what a social responsible church look like. Second is shared passion for the gospel. Passion in driving force for the gospel. Gospel is the power of God to save mankind. Sabi, this gospel must be preached at the ends of the earth and then the end will come. Laki po ng role ng gospel. You know, Acts 4:33 says, and with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all. You know, there's a saying as a, how do you call it? If money, yun lang po ang problema ng tao. Bigyan mo sila ng pera. Sana wala nang issues. Tama? But if the issue is spiritual, kahit na po ibigay nyo yung material things, bigyan nyo ng pera, kung spiritual ang issues, spiritual din po ang sagot. And if you like to see, sino ba yung poor? Dalawang klase kasi ng poor eh. Yung tamad, dito pinapakain yun eh. Pero yung mahirap, ano po yun? Ah, talagang tinutulungan yun. Ngayon kasi high profile na tayo, di ba? Wala lang parking. Naghihirap na ako. Wala ka lang makitang wifi. Naghihirap. Wala kang pang Starbucks. Wala kang... there are a lot of things in us we take for granted. Alam niyo, there are a lot of people, they like to exchange life with you. The life that you're living right now is so great, sometimes we take it for granted. I got a picture here. This is a picture of what poor people looks like. Spiritually, You know, they experience there's a fear, there's a bondage. You don't expect a sinner to act like a righteous person. Sinner nga, ano may expect mo? Wrong programming, wrong, they've been hurt, they've been wounded. Physically, may scarcity na. You know, scarce resources, limited choices nila. Mentally, ang gulo, twisted. They receive wrong programming in the past. Ngayon, kaya they think differently. Kaya we have to look at them in the eye of compassion. And then socially, limiting restriction na, limited na. Yan po yung picture. Sana makita natin, tayo, we were once a recipient of compassion of other people. Tama po ba yun? You know what? I grew up in a religious family. May kaya kami nun eh. May kayabangan. And then suddenly po, bumagsak yung negosyo ng parents ko. Lumaki po ako sa taytay. Nung bumagsak yung negosyo ng parents ko, it was so hard. The worst thing that I experienced is nag-lunch kami ng kapatid ko, high school. Nagahati kami ng kamatis. Alisin namin yung buto, lunch na tayo. And then tatawagin ko naman yung isang kapatid ko, lima po kami. Kain na tayo, pupunta kami sa puno ng sampalok. Basta yung bagong sibol, masarap yun eh. Nakakain na ba kayo? Hindi pa. Nalagay nyo lang sinampalukan, no? Pero kami nun, dinner na namin po yun. But thank God, I'm surrounded with churches who not just telling me about meeting my needs, but sharing the gospel, and I've been set free. I work from high school, nagpapaaral sa akin, classmate ko na. And then college, nag-working student po ako. But to cut the story short, I ended up, you know, finishing my schooling. I started a small business. I left that. God is more real to me because of the power of the gospel. My family, pinalitan po ni Lord yung mga, the things that was stolen. So the Lord restored because of that gospel. Yan po ang ginawa ni Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what gospel is all about. Oh, the gospel. Can you say this, read it with me? The gospel, tayo po lahat. The gospel is the good news that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived a life we should have lived and died a death that we should have died in our place. 3 days later, He rose again from the dead, proving that He is the Son of God and offering the gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins to anyone who repents and believes in Him. The gospel. Spiritually, you know, we are, there's a thing, spiritual poverty. At ito po yung ginawa ng Panginoon. Just to show you some illustration. Because of the gospel, because of Jesus Christ, we've been set free. Kaya we cannot outgrow discipleship. Some of you experience freedom, but there's a big difference between being free and to remain free. Kaya lagi namin kayong iniimbitahan. Over-communicate na nga namin. Be part of Victory Group. Help someone to walk with you in that one-to-one. May training tayo. May parenting seminar tayo. May marriage seminar tayo. God wants to set you free. He's the most liberated person in this universe. He doesn't want you to live in a boring life. He wants you to be free. The most fulfilling life is if you're living in the center of God's will. Ang sarap po nun. Even po yung mga atheists, they see Christianity. And through authentic Christianity, the hallmark of discipleship, you know, is just yung relationship kay God and reaching to others. Meron pong ano, confirmed atheist, si Matthew Pares. Ayan. Ito po yung sabi niya, no? Now as a confirmed atheist, they choose not to acknowledge God as God, I became convinced of the enormous contribution that Christian evangelism makes in Africa. Africa po yan. Sharply distinct from the work of the secular NGOs, government projects, and international aid efforts, these alone will not do. Education, training alone will not do. In Africa, Christianity changes people's hearts. It brings a spiritual transformation. The rebirth is real. Change is good. Hindi po Christian ang nagsasalita dyan. A person who choose not to believe in God, but because of the testimony, because the expression of the believers. Palapakan natin si Lord. Palapakan nyo naman ang ating Panginoon. He is so good. He is so great. That's why as a Christian, we believe that poverty is a spiritual condition that ultimately can only be addressed through the gospel of Jesus Christ. May isang lalaki, bumili po ng fluorescent light. Siyempre, pag uuwi mo yon, may balot po ng karton yon. Sumakay siya ng LRT. Alam niyo naman sa LRT, di ba? Pag peak hour siya, talagang siksikan niya. Kung anong mahawakan mo, kahit na ano yan, basta stribo yan. Yeah, post yan. Eh. So, dala-dala niya doon. And then through the course of that travel niya, nagulat siya, marami ng taong nakahawak. At yung totoong stribo nasa kabila, sila nakahawak na doon sa hawak niya. Tanong, what are you holding to right now? Are you holding to the real thing or you're holding to something that will not hold you in a long haul? Kasi we're not just here for a temporal blessing. Ang mindset kasi natin, gospel is a gospel of words. Hanggang words lang yan. But we are also having a gospel of deeds. Every practical principle in the Bible is applied to our daily lives. Gospel is for us to be free and to remain free. Are you with me? Do you follow? Last week, Pastor Jeff talks about a place na kung saan may nalulunod, life-saving station. Ngayon naman, for you to stick these stories into your mind, I call it a fisher's man's club. The group of fisher's men, you know, they're good in fishing. They talk about fishing every day. They like boats. They train one another to fish, but the problem, they don't go out to fish. Pinagtatawanan na po sila ng kapitbahay nila kasi ang fisherman's club nandun po sa daungan. At maraming namamatay na isda. They're talking about fish, how to catch fish, you know, the good thing about catching fish, but they never go out to catch fish. Nagiging ridicule na sila ngayon. And my prayer, I hope every one of us, we're not just a person who is the recipient of the blessing of God, recipient of freedom. We ought to be passionate in preaching the gospel. Third, not just the early church that we can apply today, not just shared value, not just a shared passion to proclaim the word of God or the gospel, meron din pong silang shared resources. Acts 4:34. There was not a needy person among them. The only need that they have is need to give. For as many as were owners of the lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, it was distributed to each as any had need. Shared resources. Ano po ba yung resources? Dictionary defines resource is a service or other asset used to produce goods and services that meet human needs and wants. It talks about time. It talks about talent and treasure. So, pastor, hindi ako makarelate dyan sa ano eh. Wala naman akong house. Wala naman akong lands. And isodyante pa lang ako. Hindi pa. I'm starting. But resources, it talks about time. Baka mas mahaba ang oras mo. Render your service. I-offer mo naman yung skills mo. I-offer mo yung talent mo. Baka magaling kang kumanta. Baka magaling kang umawit. Baka you're into service. You know, baka naman yung sobra-sobra na yung kayamanan mo. Minsan po yung anak ko, sabi ko, anak, yung kagwapuhan ay pinamana ko sa'yo. Huwag na huwag mong gagamitin sa kasamaan. Ayun, yan, ganyan yan. You know, I don't know what particular talent you have. Hindi ko po alam. Kaya nga ang tawag sila, alam mo yung mga Christian, magnanakaw yan. Eh. Bakit? Kasi ninanakawan ng pagpapala na para sa ibang tao. They kept it. It should not be para po sa atin. That's why the most richest place in this world, saan po yan? Sa sementeryo. Maraming tao, inilibing po nila yung magandang boses nila. Inilibing nila yung magandang tula nila. Inilibing nila yung magandang artwork. Inilibing nila yung talento nila. Inilibing nila yung mga bagay na dapat ibigay sa ibang tao. Let me encourage you, as like an early church, right? I-share nyo naman yung resources nyo. Ang relo, isa, pero minsan dami-dami nating relo, no? Minsan nga, may kausap ako, ayo, wala na akong damit talaga. Pero pag tinignan ko yung drawer, wala ba itong damit? Dami! Ayun pa lang, ibig sabihin, walang bagay sa akin ngayon kasi hindi yun ang trend. Wala na nga akong sapatos. You know, let me encourage you right now, we are so blessed. You are blessed to be a blessing to others. Kapag may nagbigay sa inyo ng malaking sukat ng damit, hindi para sa inyo. Para sa ibang tao yan. Ayun yung maniwala. Ay, yung maniwala. Sige, putulin nyo lang yung magas, gamitin nyo, pilitin nyo yun. You know? I used to drive a car po dati. Pula. malaki, wrangler. Eh. Talagang malaki, talagang naka-secret. And then, sabi ko, Lord, lagi ako nagkaka-car dedication, pero wala naman kaming sariling car ng asawa ko. Bigay naman to ng father-in-law ko. Ayaw pa, no? Binigay. And then one day, may lumapit sa amin. Dito rin po, sa cinema. Pastor, in the presence of witnesses, ibibigay po namin yung sasakyan sa iyo. Whoa! Kaya lang, ibigay mo yung sasakyan. Ay ko, okay. Yoko naman na yun. Biro lang. So, can you imagine when you shared your resources, there are the people expressing their gratitude. Ganun po yung mindset nung mga Kristiyano nung panahon na yon. Deuteronomy 15:4 to 6. Let me just pound more through the scripture. But there will be no poor among you, for the Lord will bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance to possess. If only you will strictly obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all this commandment that I command you today, for the Lord your God will bless what? You. It's not from external. It's inside. Kahit sa kang pumunta, kaya kang i-bless ng Panginoon. As He promised you, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow, and you shall rule over the many nations, but they shall not rule over you. Moving on. You shall give to Him freely. Your heart shall be grudging when you give to Him, because for this the Lord your God will bless you. You pa rin, ano? In all your work, in all that you undertake. 11. For there will never cease to be poor in the land. Hindi daw mawawala ng taong may hirap. We ought to help them in some degree that you can extend help. Therefore, I command you. It's not a suggestion. It's not an advice. I command you. You shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy, and to the poor in your land. Be open. Why? We are designed by God to be a blessing. You are blessed. Kaya minsan po yung anak ko, sabi niya, pag kailangan niya ng pera, ang tanong ko, saan mapupunta to? Ano ba yung purpose nito? Kaya may, pag binilis po tayo ng Panginoon, may purpose po yan. Kaya tinan niyo yung looks niyo. Hindi lang ma-appreciate. May purpose yung looks na yan. Kaya huwag niyong gagamitin sa kung saan-saan lang. You know? Socially responsible ka. Kaya ngiti-ngiti ka lang. Ayan, ngiti-ngiti ka lang. Ayan. Wow. Now going back, you know, the Lord never expect us. You know, you don't share the things that you don't have. The Lord never, you're not obligated. You're not hold. The Lord will never hold you responsible na wala ka. The question is what you have right now. Anything that you have, we ought to share it. Your experience, your talent. Spare naman yung people for further pain, further hate. You know, mag-spend ka ng time. When someone is talking, kaya po, I like counseling. Ang pinapakita ko naman sa counseling, I feel you, I see you, I know what you're undergoing. I might not understand, but I'm here, I'm present. Ibigay po natin yan, yung time natin. Do you follow? No one is empty-handed. Meron po tayong pwedeng i-share. Kapag nakita po ako ng isda, I see further than the fish. I see a school of fish. When I see a cow, I see a herd. When I see a seed, you know, it shows fruits and then trees, and it sana mas malayo pa yung perspective niyo, you see a trees. Kaya when yung shared resources natin, when you help someone, it goes a long, long way. It goes a long, long way. Ang layo po na. We don't, sometimes the things that we accumulated, one day it's gonna be junk someday. Ayaw nyo pa rin maniwala. Ayaw nyo maniwala. We are so glad for the temporal blessing. But those blessings were designed by God to be a channel of blessing. Hindi po tayo mawawalan. Hindi po kayo mawawalan. Kaya mapansin niyo po, si Pastor Jeff po nag-preach siya, ang tagal ko nang naririnig ko, pero hindi siya nawawala. He's been generous to the wisdom, the knowledge that he's been given, the Lord replenish him. Ganon din po yun, materially. What does it look like for the church to be socially responsible? Shared values, shared passion for the gospel, and shared resources. Let me end with this scripture, Matthew 25:35 up to 40. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger, and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer him, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these brothers or sisters, you did it to me. Probably some of you, you're magkakalus ka na, no? Nasaktan ka, the voice of pain, the voice of resentment, the voice of frustration is nandun sa'yo because people take advantage. Probably you don't receive that justice, but let me assure you that justice will be fully served in heaven. Our role is to, like an early church, we as a believer shared values, honoring God and making disciples. We ought to be passionate in preaching the gospel more than the material things. And mentioning about we are living in a material world, please do not withhold any help that you can extend to those people. It will bring greater glory to God. Let's pray. Eyes closed, head bow. If you were here and for some reason there are people who take advantage, and then there are real people right now reaching out. They have a legitimate need and you're depriving them because of the past hurt and the past people who take advantage. Let me encourage you right now. Will you release, forgive those people and let the Lord vindicate you? May you ask the Lord, right? Lord, grant me a tenderness of heart right now. I want to feel what you feel. Soften my heart, Lord, that I will see people again in an eye of compassion. The community that I'm living at, my family, my relatives. Come to God right now. I believe the Lord is doing some major work in our heart right now. He's a surgeon and he's healing some of us right now. For the person that I'm talking to, I'd like to stand with you in prayer. We just lift your hands right now. We'd like to be used by the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that hands. Thank you. It's between you and the Lord. And indeed, you have a tenderness of heart. For some reason, you've been people abuse, or the Lord is uplifting the pain and giving you a new heart right now. He's going to sharpen your discernment. He's going to see you in an eye of compassion, and everything that you sow, it will be rewarded. Lord, bless every person here who acknowledged that they were vulnerable in helping others. But Lord, thank you that everything is filtered in your eyes. Everything, Lord God, is there's nothing hidden in your sight, God. That it's you is going to bring wholeness in us, God. In Jesus' name, amen.